Hello out there to all of our podcast listeners. This is Annette.
This is Kelly.
This is Shankara.
And this is Titania, and welcome to the lounge.
Thank you for joining us today here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, where we aspire to inspire other entrepreneurs.
Good evening, podcast listeners. This is the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, and I am your co-host for this evening, Kelly Walker. My sisters in all things elevation are with me, Annette Gomez, Shankara McNair, and Titania Holman. We have had some wonderful series this year, Black Lives Matter, highlighting entrepreneur stories from trauma to triumph, and most recently, our dynamic millennial moguls, to name a few. But today we are kicking off one of my favorite topics. Wrote it down, made it plain. Now here's my story. I'll say it again. Wrote it down, made it plain. Now here's my story. All of November, the whole month of November, we are speaking with Black authors. Yes, those who have written it down and made it plain. Today, I'm especially honored to be sitting with Ms. Tamika Chapman. She is a prolific author who has a gripping story to share. Tamika, welcome to the lounge.
Hello, how are you all doing? Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
We are truly, truly blessed to have you. Listen, we're going to tell our listeners a little bit about you before we get started. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
All right. Ms. Tamika Chapman, as a woman who endured 18 years of fertility challenges to now having the family of her dreams, Tamika, who knows what it means to persevere your life's goals. After 18 years of crying, trying, praying, and persevering through her own infertility journey, she finally manifested her life goal of becoming a mother and gave birth to two beautiful children. Tamika then raised that same level of perseverance she implemented in her journey toward her life goal was needed, and she understood that it was needed by women globally. Those women who wanted to achieve their own life goals. So she launched her business and coaching services to assist them in doing just that. In her company, she provides tools and strategies to help women develop the skills, determination, confidence, commitment, and mindset shift needed to achieve their goals that sometimes seem unattainable. She walks women through the process of overcoming self-doubt, fear, and self-limiting beliefs so that they can become fully equipped to persevere in pursuing the life they deserve to live. Tamika Chapman is an award-winning global speaker, number one international best-selling visionary and author, international talk show host, perseverance mindset coach, and owner of Mogul Media LLC. When she's not empowering and coaching women, she loves spending quality time with Dion, her husband of 21 years, and those two beautiful children, Aspen and Arden. Tamika, welcome again to the lounge.
Thank you. Thank you. Such a warm welcome. Wow.
So deserving. So deserving. Let's just get right into it, Tamika. You are very transparent about your battle with infertility and how so much of what you do in your business is born out of the lessons that you learned during your 18-year quest to become a mom. Would you take a few moments, please, just to share your testimony with our listeners?
Absolutely. Thank you. So my journey began back in 1999 when I met and married my husband in 3.5 months. Now, who would have known that, you know, such a quick romance that turned into forever would have, you know, taken so long to expand on that relationship. And so, you know, getting married so young, we weren't really rushing to have children. And, you know, we felt that we had more than enough time to do so. But we didn't know exactly how long it was really going to take it to happen for us. And so back in 2001, after being married a couple of years, you know, we wanted to try to start our family. And it just didn't happen just like that. And so you never think that it's you that you have a problem. You know, it's just not right now. And
right.
Seeing so many of my cousins and my friends from school, they had children already. And I was, you know, like, okay, when is it my turn? Am I next? My hand is up. Call me in, coach. Tag me in. However, it didn't happen like that. It just didn't happen. And so we then decided to go to, you know, see fertility specialists in our local town. And it came back that they wanted to diagnose me with this thing called PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. And I didn't know what that meant. I wasn't interested in hearing about that because I just wanted them to take it out and send it back to where it come from. I wanted to have children. I didn't want to know anything about this. But as I, you know, the years gone by, I visited more and more fertility specialists, and they all had come back with the same, you know, result of, you know, it's just going to take more time. It's not impossible, but it's just going to be a longer journey. And we went on that journey from state to state. You know, we were still a military at the time. Well, I had gotten out, but my husband was still in the military. And so we had gone from state to state and trying to figure this thing out, went from one doctor to the next. Every time we moved, I visited another doctor. You know, more money being spent out on IVF, IUI, everything under the sun that we tried to do, and nothing worked. I mean, we got to the point of being emotionally, financially, spiritually, you know, mentally just bankrupt in every way. We were just really just bankrupt in every way. And, you know, it then dawned on me that there's a wedge growing between my husband and I. Like, what am I supposed to do about this now? So it became one problem after the next. And it took us until 2015 where I finally had a conversation with my husband. By this time we had, you know, moved one of our last stops. And I told him, I said, listen, I can't do this anymore. I can't pump myself with any more hormones. I feel like I'm going crazy with trying this and it's not working. We just got to stop and do something different. Like something else has to happen. And I remember having a conversation with God and I started, you know, thanking him for everything under the sun. I wanted him to know that I was grateful for everything that he had given us in life. And I started thanking him. And then I still felt this pull. And so I started apologizing for things that some of it probably had nothing to do with me, but I apologized for everything that I could think of that I may have had a part in. And the last thing I asked for an apology was for him to forgive me for trying to do his job of creating life. And it was within that moment that I said those words that I felt a release. I felt a relief. And I just felt different. I felt something had shifted at that point, and something had shifted. It was my mindset. My mindset had shifted from, okay, let me just go after this one thing instead of just appreciating everything that's around me right now. And a year, not even a whole year later, I was sitting in my home office and again having another conversation with God, again thanking him for everything under the sun, and only to find out 2 months later that we were 2 months pregnant. So it was an absolute blessing. We were shocked, didn't know what to think, didn't know what to feel. I didn't know that, you know, anything that was happening to me at the time was called morning sickness. I didn't know what that was, didn't know what that felt like. And so I kind of missed all of that, and I'm glad that I did. Well, I didn't really miss it, but I didn't really give it a name because I wasn't expecting to be pregnant. But we were definitely blessed with our son, our first child, in 2016, blessed with being pregnant with him, and took every precaution there was. And so it was a journey. It was an 18-year journey to get to the point of, you know, from being married, you know, having my husband and I travel the world and coming back and now trying to start a family, into being blessed with our first child. So it was a journey, but it was a journey that I appreciate now. I appreciate it because I learned so much about me and just being during that 18 years.
Oh my, you know, while you were talking, I apologize. I was so quiet. I was sliding up under my chair because I'm thinking, wow, that had to been, you know, I'm feeling everything that you went through in trying and nothing working and, you know, so, goes back to that word that you talk a lot about, perseverance. just trying. But then wait a minute. Then you take us from perseverance to another word, gratefulness.
Yes.
Having a conversation with God. Girl, having a conversation with God about just being grateful for what you have. And then what happens? He opens the door for you, or he gives you that desire of your heart. Good God Almighty. I love it. I love it.
Absolutely.
So what would be, of all of that, Tamika, what would be the, I don't know, top two life lessons, or maybe top one? Let's give me one. Top lesson that you learned through that journey, through that experience that you share with others.
Out of everything that I learned, I would say the top one, because it applies to life, career, business, whatever it is that you're dealing with, it applies to that. And it's understand that your setbacks are only, and they are truly, your stepping stones towards greater. Like, it's that mindset shift that you have to have. If you're trying to do something and it's not working, you really have to pivot, you have to adjust. And a lot of times we don't do that because we don't realize that's all that's needed. For me, my mindset had to shift from doing to just appreciating. And once I did that, it happened just like that for me. You know, so the setback, I call it a setback, but it really is not a setback. They're really just lessons. If we sit back and we think about it, the things that we call setbacks or failures, they're just lessons. They're really not setbacks. They are a chance for you to sit down, take a look at what you've done, and then try to do something different. Just don't do that same thing because it didn't work the first time. So if it didn't work the first time, it's not going to work the second time. Just continue to go. Don't give up, but just know that your greater is around the corner. It's right around the corner. If you can just get up, pick yourself up from whatever you feel that you failed in, pick yourself up and just go. So that's the top thing, just understanding that your setbacks, quote unquote, lessons, are truly your stepping stones towards greater.
And that delay may not always mean denial.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we have to have patience with the process and understanding the lessons that God is trying to teach us, that life is trying to teach us so that we can get to and appreciate our better.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. So what made you then decide, I want to share this with other women? Other women need to hear my story so that they can get what they need to be empowered to move forward in their lives. What was that that made you do that?
Wow, you know, that's a good question, Kelly, because that was a journey in and of itself to get to that point. My first book is titled Faith of One Mustard Seed, and it's based on Matthew 17 and 20. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, anything is possible, right? And as a little girl, I was prayed over, and I had faith and perseverance and courage and belief. All of that was just poured into me. It was prayed over me. And so that's all I knew. I had to rely on my faith. If I was going to have anything or do anything in life, it was going to come because I believed it. And that's what it was all about. Faith of one mustard seed. When I thought about sharing my story, it was, wow. So now I'm going to put myself on display for everybody to know what's been going on in my life. Do I really want to open myself up for judgment? Do I really want people to ask questions about why you did this and why you did that, or why not this and why not that? And, you know, I had to sit back and I had to think about what's more important. Is it more important for me to sit back and not be judged because of a decision or two that I made? Or is it more important to share my story to let other women know, and men as well, that no matter what you're going through, just keep going. Have faith. Have hope that it will happen for you. And again, my story is about a fertility journey. However, the concept doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be going through a medical issue. It can be for life, career, and or business. And it's all about having faith to keep going. Having the faith the size of a mustard seed that what you are asking for, what you are believing for, what you are speaking into existence will actually happen for you and your life. And so that was more, it was more important for me to let other women know that, sister, you're not alone. I've gone through this. I've gone through it for 18 years. Y'all gonna have to forgive me if I get emotional about it, but I've gone through this for 18 years. I cried. I tried. I cried. I prayed. I did everything that I felt I needed to do, and just nothing happened. But I still had to hold on to the little bit of faith that I still had. It was only if I could just hold on to that one little strand of faith, I knew something was going to happen. And that's what it did for me. And that's what I wanted to share in that story, in that journey. You know, this was about me and the fertility journey. But regardless of what you're going through, have the faith that it can happen for you. And I promise you it will.
Ooh, I love it. Okay. I'm about to jump up out the chair now. you have said a word right there, my sister. You have said a word. Listen, we could hold it right there for a while. We got a break for a couple minutes. But when we come back, we are going to talk some more about your journey. We're going to talk about your book, and we're going to let you just fill the airwaves, honey, with your blessed voice and all that you have to share to all of our listeners. So we're going to come right back. This is Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. This is Kelly Walker with Tamika Chapman. We'll be right back.
Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XCD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XCD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all-exclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTV Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTD-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTD vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTD Travel Club.
Well, welcome back, everyone. This is Kelly Walker with the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, and I'm speaking, but I'm having a good time, actually, with our guest, Ms. Tamika Chapman. Tamika Chapman, she is an author and a life coach and just a wonderful person. Tamika, let's talk about your books. I want to get into that a little bit. One of my favorite authors, Maya Angelou, said, and I quote, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but they won't forget how you made them feel. You can write the most beautifully written novel ever written, but if you don't make your readers feel anything, you're never going to be a successful writer." And that was Maya Angelou. And I feel like that's how you feel as well, right? So what is your secret to bridging the gap between head and heart when it comes to your writings? You talked a little bit about your book, about the faith of a mustard seed.
So to bridge that gap between head and heart, I think you just have to share with what you're comfortable with sharing. There is no guideline on how you should share, or there's no guideline on what you should share. It's all about putting out true authenticity, true, you know, genuineness. You can't, don't make it up. Don't add fluff to it just to try to elevate a story. Don't do that. Be who you are. If you're writing and your writing comes to 45 pages, then that's what you've written. You've written 45 pages of true authentic story. You don't want to just write just to be writing. That makes sense to nobody. And I love the quote from Dr. Maya Angelou. It's how you make them feel. How are you making your readers feel? What are you putting in there? How are you describing your story? You know, it's an art to writing. Anybody can write some words on the paper, but if you want to write a story that people are going to relate to your journey, then you want to describe what it is that you're seeing. Describe what you've been going through. Let them understand this is what it is. Just like for me, crying and trying and praying, people can understand that. They can understand when you're on a long journey, that's what you're doing. And that's what I wanted people to understand, that that's exactly what I did. And that's what I would say in order to connect your head and your heart, is I would make sure that whatever you're sharing is authentic and true.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I can tell you, just for that reason, because of the emotions that it can pull out of you, that can really help, I don't know, expand your mind, expand your thinking, expand your point of view. I've always loved reading. You know, from the days of Highlights. You remember Highlights, Tamika?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I loved Highlights. So from those days, I've always loved to read. And you know, you've talked about one of your books that I'm going to have to pick up, Faith of One Mustard Seed, My 18-Year Journey to Motherhood While Battling PCOS. I know that you wrote another book, The Power of Perseverance, Powerful Journeys to Embrace Your Purpose, Elevate Your Mindset, and Enhance Your Perseverance. And then I think you co-authored, was a part of authoring a book called A Stage of Their Own, More Than a Movement, right?
Yes.
So what is it about your books that you want readers to know? What will they draw from your books?
When I write books or co-author books, it's all about sharing an experience to educate others about what I've done, how I did it, and what you don't want to do to make the same mistakes that I did. Learn from my mistakes. I don't mind being the guinea pig. I don't mind going first and seeing what happens and how it works and trying to figure it all out. If I can come back and share a message of, now this is what you need to do, I simplify it. I love to simplify things. If I can do that, that's what it's all about. And so each time I write, it's all about what message am I going to share? How am I going to teach? How am I going to educate and empower the reader to do what it is that they are wanting to do? So in A Stage of Their Own, that was more of a business side. I wrote, the title was 5,000 Days of Misery. That was about being an entrepreneur. What did I do for 5,000 days to cause myself misery? I didn't do anything right. I wasn't in it for the right purpose. I was just doing stuff because I could do it. That's not really why you want to, you know, jump into the entrepreneurial pool or in business in general. And so I wrote about the mistakes that I made, but then I also turned around and told the audience and taught the audience what you should do, how you should do it in order to see success on the other side. So again, anytime that I'm writing, it's all about educating and informing so that others that read can know what it is that they need to do in order to live their greatest lives.
I love that. So I understand that you teach a master class. Is that correct, on being an author?
I do. I have an international best-selling author's master class.
Wow. That is amazing. That is amazing, because I'm hearing some of what you probably teach in your class as you're talking, right? So what other things can our listeners expect from that masterclass?
In this masterclass, anyone that attends will learn how to write. They will learn how to market their writing and their book. They will learn how to plan having a book, whether that's you writing your own book or you are creating your own anthology. But it also will teach you how to have the right mindset. So we hit on four parts in this masterclass. And this masterclass, I actually called on three additional ladies to help me out. I wanted it to be, you know, full of amazing women who have accomplished being a best-selling author and doing everything that they need to do. And so I have a lady that talks about having the right mindset, the proper mindset from beginning all the way to the end of your journey, as well as the marketing part of it, the visibility. How do you gain visibility and engagement for people to be people to want and people to want to read what you have to say and be encaptured by you? I have a lady that talks about the writing process. How do you write? How to make this thing an easy thing to do? And then of course Mia come through with the planning and a strategy to pull it all together from the beginning all the way to the end, incorporating fun things that you should do and ways to celebrate yourself along the way.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So what would you say is the number one must do if you're an aspiring author? To get yourself published, what's the one thing?
The number one thing that you must do is actually write. A lot of times, I will say that you won't have a book, nor will you become a published author if you don't write. And that comes with, you can record if you need to record. If you don't want to talk, you can record and have someone just transcribe it for you, but you must write. That's the one thing that you must do. You have to start where you are. And I tell people, get a journal and just get started writing. Write in your journal. Write how you're feeling. What is it that you want to share? Write about that. Because a lot of times, a lot of people journal and they don't even realize they have written a book already. We just need to now grab it up, formulate it up, and so it turns into a whole book. But really and truly, in order to, that one must do is that you must write.
Absolutely. Okay. So write it down. Make it plain. You got to write. And I love that about journaling, because most people don't really realize that journaling tells much of the story. It's just in the technical aspect of pulling it together, right? So what do you think is the biggest challenge for authors in becoming published?
The biggest challenge is that most people want to include everything in one book. You can't, unless you're writing an autobiography because you live 80, 90 years and you want to impart all of your wisdom into the world. Nobody is going to sit down and read a novel about your life and you're only 21 years old. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm just being a whole 100% real. You want to share your journey, but you want to make sure that you're not putting everything in one book. You have opportunities to make additional books. You can make a volume 2 or volume 3, or you can do a sequel to your first book or your second book. But don't try to include everything, because when you're trying to include everything, now you're at the point of you have all of this stuff and it's still just stuff. You haven't formatted it. You don't know how to format it because it's just so much. You don't want to confuse your readers. You want to make sure that you have a clear, concise message and that they know when they pick this book up, this is what they're going to read. This is what they're going to learn from your writing. So when you're trying to include too much, it confuses not only your readers, but it can confuse you as well. So try not to put everything in one book.
Ah, okay. Because, you know, you've read books like that, right? It's like, well, where are they going with this?
Yeah.
It's so much thrown in until you come away going, okay, not sure what that was about. So, yeah, so be focused. Try not to put too much into one book and, you know, spread it out. Maybe you have 3 or 4 or 5 books in you. Spread it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. So we're going to wrap it up. Oh, my gosh. I could talk to you for a whole nother hour. Tamika, you are just full of so much great information. And what you've shared has been so extraordinary, especially for those who are looking to become authors. You have extraordinary depth of knowledge. That I'm hoping that our listeners are walking away with, and that they take advantage of your masterclass if they can. So I do understand that now, is your masterclass under your Mogul Media? Isn't that something that you have now, or you're going to have that in the future? Talk to me about Mogul Media.
Mogul Media, it encompasses everything about Tamika. So there's a magazine, there's a podcast, there is a TV channel, a streaming TV channel, and all of my trainings and courses are actually under that umbrella as well. And this International Best-Selling Author Masterclass is available under that brand, under Mogul Media brand, yes.
Wow. Wow and wow. So when you stepped out, you stepped out all the way. You didn't hold back, not nary thing.
No, you have to go for your dreams, go for your goals. I am the shining example of what it is that I talk about, what it is that I coach. You know, persevere, go for your goals, don't give up, it will happen. And that's what I do. I can't just tell you to do it if I'm not doing it myself.
I know that's right. I know that. Amen and amen. How can people reach you, Tamika? How can they reach out through Mogul Media or website or what, any of your many offerings? How can they reach you?
Absolutely. So you can visit my website, themogulchannel.com. You can find me on Facebook. I am at Tamika Chapman, Tamika Walker Chapman, I should say. And on Facebook as well for my business is The Mogul TV Channel on Facebook and Instagram. So those are the easy ways to find me.
You said Tamika Walker Chapman. See, I knew there was some sort of connection between us.
Yes, Tamika Walker Chapman. I couldn't get Tamika Chapman. Somebody else tried to swipe my name, so I had to include my maiden name in there.
Well, okay, we might be cousins. We'll talk after. So lastly, I understand that you're giving some great incentives today to our listening audience. Yes?
I am. I'm so excited about it. So the International Best-Selling Author Masterclass that I have, when you go to www.themogulchannel.com, you will go to the shop, you will see the International Best-Selling Author Masterclass, and for all of your listeners, I'm giving a 10% discount off of that course. And the code I'm going to give to you all, if you can post this when you publish it, is EELPUBLISH10. That's going to get you 10% discount off of that course. If you are a writer and you're wanting to be a writer, if you want to be an international best-selling author, you need to have that course.
That is amazing, Tamika Chapman, Walker Chapman. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come and share a good message. And thank you all for having me as a guest.
Wonderful. We will be in touch. I promise we will be in touch. And thank you also to our podcast listeners. This has been an amazing conversation with an amazing author and woman, Tamika Chapman. I'm Kelly Walker, and you've been listening to the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. And remember, the month of November is wrote it down, made it plain. Now, here's my story. Come hang with us next week as we chat with yet another incredible author who will expand our minds and keep us elevating higher and higher until we reach our dreams. Have a good night, everyone, and stay safe. Good night.
Now let's get out there, y'all, and elevate, 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 elevate.